if I feel less than, if I feel shortages, if I feel obstacles, those are perceptions that are created by the interference and corrosion, not by the source of power itself.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
It's closest to my heart, helping other people, to help other people, to create sustainable communities. And this is a dear friend, Ebony.
Hello.
We're not going to talk to Sean Patrick. Hi, Ebony.
Hi.
Hi, this is David Meltzer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the time to reach out to me, and I wanted to follow up with you and answer your question and hoping...
Awesome. I didn't think you were
going to
call me.
Sometimes the universe votes in the right direction. So here I am.
It does.
What question do you have for me?
Okay. So the question that I sent you, and I read your book, Connected to Goodness. So thank you for that. It's like one of the ones I know I have to read again to really fully integrate the knowledge. So the question I sent you was, like, as a business, I know you always say, you know, stay connected to goodness for, like, prosperity. And I think just I have found the challenge in, like, charging my worth and not getting into, like, the ego of it, as well as staying connected to goodness, but also being able to, like, scale my business. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, integrated into your question are a few things. One, you know, how do we clear the connection to that which we're always connected to? The biggest power of light, we have so much energy and light in us that just the energy that exists in my pinky can light up the entire Orange County. In my little pinky, where do you think that power comes from? It comes from what I'm connected to. And when you talk now about the ego, what the ego is doing, and the ego for me consists of things like the need to be right, the need to be offended, the need to be frustrated, anxious, angry, the need to be separate, the need to be inferior, superior, all these different needs, resentful, of, you know, all these things that create interference or corrosion that limit the power of my pinky. And what I want to do is to have people, number one, be aware of the power of the pinky and make sure they know the power of themselves and what they're connected to. If people knew what they were connected to at all times, there would be no questions about self-doubt. There'd be no questions about worthiness. There'd be no void shortages or obstacles. If people truly believed and knew what they were connected to, it would be extraordinary what they could do. Their thoughts, their beliefs, their words, all of their actions, attention and intention, and the coincidences that would occur would be extraordinary. We'd all live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. We would live and make room for more and more for others, and we'd have the confidence, the clarity, the balance, and the confidence, as Mr. Schultz asked earlier as well. So what a great question to close with, because I think our focus, our ego, our worthiness should be generated by the fact that, number one, I'm already connected to the greatest source of energy and light and goodness and truth. And it's my job to be aware of and to clear that connection the best that I can, to know when I'm creating interference or corrosion to that connection. And moreover, how does that pertain to scaling your business? My question to you is, what's creating the void, shortage, obstacle, interference, or corrosion to your belief that your business isn't scaling already? Right, we go back to focusing in on the wrong things, voting for the wrong things. A business scales exponentially. I look at things in, you know, with a time frame that's extraordinarily, in most people's eyes, long. For me, I live in a continuum of infinity. And so whether something takes me 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 years, 2 decades, 2 centuries, 2 lifetimes, doesn't matter to me. I live in a world of infinity, and my job is to clear that connection, because I know that I'm limiting the amount of power that I'm drawing from that great source of energy. And so my focus all times is my worthiness, and my worthiness stems from the fact that I'm connected to that great source of energy that supplies me what I need. And so if I feel less than, if I feel shortages, if I feel obstacles, those are perceptions that are created by the interference and corrosion, not by the source of power itself. And so what I'd like you to do to help you is to remind yourself every time that you feel those shortages, voids, and obstacles, every time you feel the interference and corrosion to the greatest source of energy and light, to remind yourself who you're walking with, what you're connected to, and what you can do with that. And the only thing that stands in your way, just like every no that you get, you're closer to a yes. Every mm-hmm. step that you take, you're closer and farther from, you're closer to and farther from that in which will stop you. So you need to focus in on the acceleration and growth. You need to focus in on the productivity, the accessibility, and the gratitude. Those lenses, productivity being a lens of value that you can provide, accessibility is a lens of how accessible you are to provide to others, as well as mm-hmm. how are you accessing what you want. And the lens of gratitude gives you the perspective that everything will come in the right way at the perfect time, and that you are grateful for everything that has happened, everything that is happening, and most important, everything that is going to happen. What a great question to end on. I think it encompasses and summarizes all the different people that have reached out and supported us. Please, everyone, join my community at 949-298-2905. Ebony, please reach out yourself anytime. I'm happy to help you. What a wonderful, beautiful question. And anything I can do to be of service to you and everyone else, I certainly will. I'm going to do a lot more of these LinkedIn Lives now that we got the technology down. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That was it. You heard it here. LinkedIn Live. We're going to do more of these. Please, please, please reach out at David Meltzer. Check out the YouTube. Share the content that you love. Impact others to be happy. Join my text community. It's an easy way to know where and what's going on. 949-298-2905. Check out the guard behind me. It's a losing cause, but they're there. That's my team. We're one loser and one winner all in one frame. It's a good thing. Go Buckeyes. Sorry, Chargers. Anyway, this is Dave Meltzer with LinkedIn Live. I almost said the playbook, but it's LinkedIn Live. I am looking forward to everyone joining me, 949-298-2905. I am here to be of service, living my life with the lens of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. Peace. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.